Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to AMC Press and Co. We welcome you whether you're on planet Mars. This means aliens can hear us. Brilliant! We wondered where those came from. We were all talking about it in the office. Short notes. Very quickly before we begin, we are an affiliate of Blog Talk Radio Network. We would like to express the views and opinions of the hosts are not shared with any affiliates or sponsors. View discretion is advised.
Hello, everyone. So, tonight we have some interesting things planned, which relates to some stupidity, there's some lovely things happening in the world, and then there's those things that you would care not to see and hear, like stupidity of, not really stupidity, nonprofit trying to do a good thing, but
it's some misguided.
Yeah, misguidedness, not really the best, but we'll get to that later. So, let's get on with the show.
I mean, yeah, we didn't even go into this episode's sponsor, right? In our reality, it's sold by the Chavs and fucking Nick's my teeth.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, I'm going to kill the mouse
who steal my cheese because I am the cat who likes his fucking cheese. Now.
Yes. Yes.
What in the world is going on
Let's
in Florida?
Just say that someone got away with ample amount of cheese.
An ample amount of cheese? In what area?
Like,
I mean, there are plenty of places. Nepal.
Yeah,
Italy, Canada.
Right. But then someone must really like their cheese. You have to acquire that much cheese. Can't really.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it is a lot of cheese. I mean, either they were having a huge pizza party.
huge.
Oh, they just loved a pizza party that was about 80,000 people,
which is a lot of people.
I'm sure it was probably intended to go to a pizza place.
Yeah. Sounds like it.
Sounds like it, yeah. It's like going, yes, do you have, where do you want to stick? Do you know anyone who needs about $85,000 worth of cheese?
Yeah, it was definitely going to a, major pizza place.
Well, major pizza place that needed a crap load of cheese. $85,000 worth of cheese.
Well, it's going to a Hungry Howie's Pizza Distribution Center.
Which means
hungry.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we're talking like industrial scale.
Well, industrial scale.
It means pizza owners who need cheese for their fulfilling orders probably doesn't have more cheese anymore.
We're talking about the 11th largest pizza chain in the U.S.
Well, really?
Yeah.
We're not talking about
mom-and-pop pizza places.
We're not talking about mom-and-pop pizza places, right?
We're talking like a franchise.
Oh. It's like, yes, what? How? It's like now, I wonder if they're going to have a reward for finding their cheats.
I've got a reward. Do you know what I think it is?
Three pizzas?
I've come up with it. I've come up with a list. And the list is simply three things. One are bats. Two, a thing of dough. And three, Luigi from Mario and Super Mario Brothers.
That would probably be that. So does that mean, but too bad you can't really have a fictional character stealing pizzas because it kind of tends to cause some issues.
And why would it cause any issue whatsoever?
Think about it. It would be almost like going, so, what pizza do you have?
Pepperoni, order the mozzarella, and hold the mozzarella till we get some and we have a short, kind of thing.
It's like, so, you want pizza. It's like, so you go out of your... It's almost like it's the person going, I want pizza. I'm going to steal how much of...
Or it's, I want to make the largest pizza known to man and feed it to all the astronauts. Also, I want to feed it to the Ark of the Covenant of Italy... Even though they already have pizza, I want to give them more pizza.
Yeah.
And then I want to go into Norway and go greet the president of Norway with 1,000 pizzas. And then I want to feed a small village of pizza to other pizzas and paisans. And then I want to grab all the sad people in the universe. Okay. And prevent obesity by feeding them vegetarian pizzas. But then I will slowly inject weight reduction juice so that basically makes it go down. Right? Then I will take them with all the money that I stole to the Himalayas so they can burn it off and die.
It's almost like going, I want pizza. I mean, it's called I Want Pizza Now. I'm going to get it. So much pizza, where I don't know how they're going to actually find it, because we're having
the game Clue
have a
attached to this.
Oh, man.
Could you imagine the game Clue?
Imagine, you know. Taking the... It's like
all the game risk.
Yeah.
Right.
Risk would be funny in this scenario. Yes, I want everybody on Papua New Guinea and nothing else. No, you England, you can't. Right, you stay out. Why do we stay out? Because we hate you. Why do you hate us? Because we want all the pizza.
A hungry, hungry hippo with the mozzarella balls.
No, hungry, hungry fat hippo with the mozzarella balls in between its nuts. Or just one, you know. Could you imagine the mob trying to do this? Oh, what a joy it might be. You know what I mean?
Right.
Of the joy of actually stealing the mozzarella balls, handing down whatever fucking highway exists to Florida, right, where all the retirees are, and saying, here's free pizza, we have brought you free pizza. And all you see is Christopher Columbus saying, I knew it was that.
Alright, you're right. And then going,
I knew it was
the
that.
Person. And then the person,
my
stereotype. Knowing, it's the yes, you get to do. It's like I want pizza now. It's called I want
not
pizza
even,
now.
Not
May
even I want
it?
Pizza now. Not even I want pizza now. I want pizza now, then, afterwards. Maybe for a nighttime snack. Maybe I could get Nutella pizza. No, that would be great. Now I'm going to take all the stuff in my fridge and just make kitchen sink pizza. Even the cat.
Yeah.
Kitty, come here.
Yeah.
You know.
Right.
Now on pizza, I think later I'm going to raid the AMC Press fridge.
Yeah.
We've put a padlock on it, Johnny, so you really can't get into it.
Right, my waist.
Yeah, but, I mean, you know, Diana Ross or whoever wrote, no, Donna Summer, could be like, it's raining much. Hallelujah. It's raining much. Hallelujah. You know, could be very funny. But then, you know, all the nuns, you know, with their stuff.
whatever. Could be We Need and Love a More Thriller. Can you give us some? Yeah, sure, it's just down the road. There's plenty of cheese. Let's not forget every lactation holding kid in Florida was like, oh no, we can't go near this. We can't go near this. And shit. You know, why? That's the question. Why? Why in the world? You know. Why in the world? You know. Would you Why in the world would you have you know, and then the biggest paisan of all could look, I am now smoking the largest mozzarella tube I have ever eaten / smoked in my own entire life. Do not bother me. I am consumed with a calzone the size of my, I don't know what size it, but anyway. You're sure not going to touch this with a knife and fork, are you?
No.
Kind of thing. It would be oh so awesome and so easy to love. You know, when a man, like, there have been some famous quotes about pizzas. You know, like, she wears short skirts, I eat pizza, she's a cheer captain, and I'm still eating pizza. You know, who needs friends when you have Canaan pizza? There's no better feeling in the world than a warm pizza box on your lap, babe. By Kevin James. Why?
Yeah.
Because he's a fat man who loves pizza. But yet, you know, the biggest lie I tell myself is I'm going to eat one slice of pizza.
Because I just have one slice of pizza. Three slices later. Ah, man, I shouldn't have that third three slices of pizza. But it's so good.
Yeah, right. Or the one where you've just, you know, Allison, hopefully you never do this, but your boyfriend or fiance, you break up with him. And you say this line, who needs a fiance when there's Wi-Fi and pizza?
Exactly.
Yeah, no.
Like, who needs a relationship when you got Wi-Fi and pizza?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, first,
yeah, right. Or just you know, 12 cats going, okay, when is one going to drop? How much pizza do we have to consume? Yeah, kind of thing. It would be so bad. But yet, you know, it's a great thing. I mean, I don't know about you, I don't know about you, but the funniest thing about pizza is that you can have it at
any point of the night in springtime, and it doesn't feel fattening. You know what I mean? It doesn't feel like you're cheating yourself. You know?
I think that there's always something that can go on. And when pizza's involved, it's kind of a thing of going, pizza? Pizza?
Pizza?
It's, you know, when pizza's involved for me, I mean, I'll go two slices, maybe three at the most, but my guaranteed limit is two, unless it's really good, in which I'll probably go for four.
And you're afraid to say, I enjoy my pizza. I have no qualms. It's like greens are good, but it's better.
I mean, when I was a kid, I loved stuffed crust pizza. I love stuffed crust pizza. I don't know why. I just love it. I love it so much. That that's the kind of thing. You know what I mean? You just never...
Right.
You just
it's
never, like, tire of.
There's times where me, I as much as I could go for a good pizza, it needs a lot of... Definitely were.
Work.
Having the it's definitely a lot of fun. You know, okay, you want this. Okay, treat yourself. Do something where they treat.
Well, it's almost like, you know, for those who haven't had pizza before, imagine if you didn't have a pizza and you didn't know what it was. And
but
all of a sudden
we
can,
have to move on, I think.
I know, but we can stretch this a little bit more. Imagine if you just came to New York City and you didn't know what a pizza was.
Yeah.
Quit playing with your dinghy.
I'm not playing with my dinghy. I'm playing with my pizza. Okay? Stop it. We all know. We all know. Okay, fine. Anyway, let's move on. Okay, tell me if you agree with this. Okay, I have trouble. I have trouble fathoming this. We were talking about this in the office, but we went on to.
Yeah.
What family goes and sends a former prison into homes for people with disabilities?
I know. It's as bad as going, yes, we're going to send our kid to. Where do you want our kid to live? That's.
Oh my god, it is a former prison. Oh my goodness gracious.
I mean, not even.
Yeah, it is. It's a former prison.
It's a former prison. But at the same time, you know,
isn't there? I would be concerned how kids would be getting treated. How families would, how people are going to be treated with this.
I mean, the families. Okay, we should preface this by saying, number one, we were looking at this article, and we couldn't believe it ourselves. We were... That's we didn't know whether... We didn't know whether, number one, to basically flip out or laugh ourselves silly. Why?
Because of the fact that no one, but no one, okay, no one would basically do this.
Are we going back to Stace Henhurst? Like, really?
Penhurst Asylum, the one and only Penhurst Asylum, which thankfully
I've never
that
heard
down.
What is
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
If you like YouTube, the older reporter Bill Baldini.
Never.
Definitely a must watch. You should. You
can
see how horrible they treated people. They're an old institution, like for men. It's an old mental institution, like way back in the day.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's just say.
Yeah.
Let's just say they treat like they're. The people who live there horribly. Like they were a third class citizen.
Third class citizens in.
A third world country, like it.
Really?
Yeah.
Which was never good.
It's like you take one step forward and you take three steps backwards.
Yeah. Very bad.
Yeah.
There was something on Long Island that was the same thing. But this, this takes it to a whole new level.
And we also see on their site that they're wanting to build homes for retirees, like any retirees are going to want to go there. For the simple fact, they're not going to be in bars. Thank you very much.
I don't think, you know, I don't think that the
that's as bad as going and saying, please, have all your family and friends come here. Oh, we're going to treat everyone nice, but then it's bars and razor fences. Smart, ain't it?
Not even smart.
I'm being sarcastic, Red Hood.
Yeah, I mean that. I don't think right that you go into this right. Any lighter than you would something like the Holocaust.
Right.
You know,
it would be very, very, very bad.
I mean, this is the equivalent of two parents trying to do the right thing.
But it's
in
coming
the wrong
out
way.
Wrong. It's coming out very wrong.
It's coming out. It's coming out like they literally went and said, we're going to basically go and say, yeah, we're going to do that. We're going to build a prison. Why? Because we don't trust our kids to get actual jobs because of their low brain functioning. Well, you're the two idiots
that bore the two children. That's called bullshit. That's wrong.
It's called bullshit. And it's called a sickness, you know. What in the world do you have to do? There are solutions like group homes and this, that, and the other thing, and they don't want to put them in the group home, but this is just that ad.
Right.
This is just as bad as, you know, it's just as bad
and no
as
one,
that.
Or it's just as bad, period.
I mean,
you can't.
I mean, bad enough you're in Florida.
And then it's even more worse that this is 10 miles outside of Orlando.
Yeah, it's like...
It's wrong, I think. Yeah, they're trying to do the right thing. A good thing, but it's not going on. It's not the best way that they could do it. It's not turning out well. It's going to cause a lot of families to...
It's
going to
cause their family.
Yeah.
And a lot of other families, a lot of damage.
Yeah.
And taking that into consideration, you know,
the comments that they have said aren't the best either. That's going on and saying, people can't get jobs.
Not even people can't get jobs. Yes, we know that people can't get jobs. However, do you have to put them in a prison to prove your point? Yeah.
No.
Do you have to do that?
Nope. It's called... Be more accepting, for one. Number two, is it really fair?
No.
Anymore.
It's not fair. But, you know, what? Do they have a choice? You know?
And I think it's up to those families that are wanting to put them in there to actually look around and really think, not just put their kids into there.
And
think about
it
long and hard.
They could make it great, but as I see it right now, I am not buying it. It sounds pretty crappy if you ask me.
Yeah. I don't think I'm buying it because of the fact that.
Because it seems like we're going backwards toward the mental institution days again.
Yeah.
And we do not want to see that.
Yeah, I would think so.
We've come so far, we got a ways to go.
No, we've come so far. We have a ways to go. But putting them back in mental institutions and you're in the whitest state in the fucking union? Florida? Hello. You know? Right. Hello. 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 You know. Why? You know what I mean? Why do you take it? I mean, how do you take this, you know?
And how many people will be affected? Because a family wanting to do good, but it's turning out
many
very bad.
People. No, but many, this is what I don't understand, is many people. Okay. Many people want nothing better than to see their children succeed. Okay.
Sure.
Our parents want it for us, even though we're grown adults. Now, when you have more of a chance to succeed in life, right? Unfortunately, there are various degrees of facility, right?
Yes.
If you're on the lower end of the spectrum, I can understand, and you are. However,
yeah.
However, you don't throw them into you don't throw
it's
them into this kind of thing.
Right.
You don't.
And how many families will be debating over this? A lot.
Oh, a hell of a lot. A hell of a lot. You know, and then taking more of a factor of just, you know, taking more of a factor of ruining them.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Because that's what it is. It's dehumanization.
Yeah.
You know.
And causing people into a setting which is not good. Is it really the best either? And them feeling like animals.
And then feeling like animals to from more than one aspect, you know.
Yes. And it's not something you could just go about doing.
Oh, definitely not. Definitely not. Let's move on. It's quite sad. But I guess
very
on for some more joyous news before the end of the show.
Yes.
Okay. Well, somebody didn't learn their lesson, did they?
A shoe store robber spends 15 years in prison, gets out, and then robs the same store again. That tends to make things extremely. That makes things interesting, especially when he's just going to land back in jail and just go. It's the dumb criminal. It's like, is he dumb? Yep. Yep.
Not even, is he dumb? Is he dumb? Is he dumb like a dumb dead dick? You know. The kind of thing. I think that, I think that's the thing I think the thing about really, you know, crimes is that in prison you have a lot of that time to think.
So he's going to be doing a lot of thinking.
A lot of thinking.
15 more years of thinking. Or more. Years
15 or more years of thinking. He just can't stop.
Definitely.
Just can't stop, can they? No. I don't think they can. At all.
Yeah.
I don't think they can at all. You know.
Yeah.
What would make it even funnier is the person going, when they get released, "You're released!" Oh, shit. I have to rob that thing again.
So I could get back in. It's like, do I come in?
So I can get back in. It's kicking me out.
No, I don't want to get out. I'm not in there. you know. Yeah. Kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
It would be so
hilarious.
Hilarious. I mean, because that's what that's what it is in terms of in terms of stuff, right, is that
mm-hmm.
they do this to to do this. The next one said, oh yes, we're going to basically take that and run with it.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. So we have a few announcements as we end the show tonight, I guess.
Yes.
Is that
let me I could handle that.
Go ahead.
Everyone,
go ahead.
Find us on itsmyurls.com. It's www.itsurls.com/AMC Press, where it's all of our links. Go there. Find out all of our sites. We will be running an encore tomorrow, but we'll be back Friday at 2 p.m. for a very special interview, which we have in the works with the creator of the Lego Holocaust project that he, which his name is John Deno, and we will be back, I believe, Tuesday, yes.
Tuesday, not Monday. St. Patrick's Day.
Yes. Yes, and we will then be back next week. Tune in. There's going to be more crazy topics, and then you get a fill of our favorite episode, because we need some TLC and not the band as much as we enjoy TLC.
Yes,
the band.
We love going to chase waterfalls and we don't like any scrubs, but
yes,
we do love our friends. Now, if you got those references, your music quiz. But, because what about your friends? Do they get you down? Kind of thing. Anyway, yeah, we will be back. And,
all we got to say is
that. And today is March 11th, and the edition is
Yes, so we're going to.
Yeah, and if you're going to if you're trying to find this, it's under Who Stole Our Cheese and More, Who Stole Our Cheese and More.
Not so much.
Not so much.
Yeah.
Nobody stole our cheese. They may have stolen our thunder, but hell, we're going to steal it back. That's what it is. Anyway, I guess all we have to do tonight is say
good night.
You will be right.
Yes.
Yeah, and we'll be back. So don't forget to follow us on Twitter and find us on Twitter at AMC Press 31 and AMC Press News, which means we will be tweeting and retweeting. So anyone who has any more suggestions, you could contact us at contact.amcpress@gmail.com, and definitely make sure you check out itsmygirls.com/AMCPress, which is in the description below. And we can't forget Uncensored Radio, which is our great show, which you can find them at myuncensoredradio.com. And make sure, if you are a fan of Katrina Johnson and the rest of the crew, you actually check out them on myuncensoredradio.com and get to see what they end up doing with have in store for their show. So we will be back
with no fear.
And
no fear.
And we will. And
I guess we have to say good night.
Yeah. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye.